Sitting in a small conference room at her law firm is immigration attorney Susan Nelson. Across the wooden table are Luis and Raul Ortiz, two of her clients. We're meeting a few days before Raul, Luis's father, is scheduled to appear in a San Antonio immigration court where he faces deportation. Until he was placed in removal proceedings, Raul, who's undocumented, says he had a good life in the United States, where he's lived for the last 15 years.
Bien, porque pues estábamos todos tranquilos.
We were all fine. We work. We're happy. Now we have a worry that they might separate us, me and my son. But now it's a lot of worries and pressure for me because I don't want them to take me away from my son. It was a mistake that he made, but I hope that they don't separate me from my son.
The mistake he mentions happened 2 years ago when Luis was arrested for street racing. Because he's undocumented, he was transferred to the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office in Waco. When Raul came to pick him up, both he and Luis were placed in removal proceedings. For the last 2 years, Nelson has been working to prevent their deportation to Mexico, and with limited legal options, social media has provided a way to get the word out about their cases.
Here's the petition that they posted online, and they've been promoting it through emails and Facebook, Twitter, so it's going out to a bunch of people, I don't know how many.
The petition Nelson is showing Raul and Luis eventually got over 1,000 signatures. Although both father and son face deportation, this petition is explicitly for Raul. Unlike Luis, who's been able to apply for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, there's currently no pathway to legal status for Raul. So Nelson worked with a national immigrant rights organization to start this online campaign.
My name is Carolina Canizales, and I am the End Our Pain coordinator for the United with Dream Network.
End Our Pain is a national campaign that uses a combination of online petitions, social media, and calls to action to prevent the deportation of young undocumented people, or as they're often known, dreamers. Canizales created the online petition for Raul Ortiz. When we spoke by phone, I wondered how things like petitions, Twitter, and Facebook could help address immigration issues.
How do you see online activism fitting into a movement to address immigration reform?
I see it as a most powerful tool to not just distribute our voice, but enhance our voice. Online world has enabled our movement to be very strategic and very intentional about the campaigns that we have done.
And the campaigns that End Our Pain has done have mostly focused on younger immigrants, until Raul.
This is our first public parent case that the network does, so I was very, like, happy about it, you know, but I was also nervous about it because it was our first case.
Between January and September of 2012, End Our Pain featured 47 petitions, and only two of those have resulted in deportation. Yet, over 70% of the people featured in those petitions have either applied for or received deferred action, again, something that's not available to Raul Ortiz. However, according to Canizales, featuring stories like his is a step toward broader immigration reform.
I think the more cases or the more stories that we expose, the better chances we have of halting parent deportation. And because immigration is something that people want to take care of, you know, and most of the responses have been positive, especially after election. So I think we're in a very good window of actually having a more permanent solution for our parents while something else happens.
On January 9th, Raul Ortiz appeared in court for his third hearing, a hearing at which his attorney, Susan Nelson, expected he would be asked to either voluntarily leave or be forcibly removed from the country. Instead, he's received another hearing in June. The role of social media in this outcome is unclear, but the way in which online campaigns may begin to shift the conversation around immigration reform in the next 6 months could have a tangible impact on his case. For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogel.